Live from NPR News in Washington, I'm Lakshmi Singh. President Trump is now walking back his remarks on a payroll tax cut, telling reporters today he's no longer considering that as an option to boost the U.S. economy. But he's still leaning on the Federal Reserve to make another rate cut.
We'll see what happens with the Federal Reserve, whether or not they finally get smart and reduce interest rates like many other places around the world that we have to compete with. But our economy is the strongest in the world by far, nothing even close.
Trump has been resisting warnings that the U.S. is headed toward a recession, but the trade war and economic slowdown in China and Germany, two of the most powerful economies on the planet, have investors worried. Well, the leader of one of this nation's largest unions is urging Democratic presidential candidates to embrace union organizing as a central plank in their 2020 economic plans. NPR's Scott Horsley reports the call comes at a time when only about 1 in 10 American workers is represented by a union.
The share of American workers who belong to a union is only about half what it was in 1983. Mary Kay Henry, who heads the Service Employees International Union, wants to reverse that downward trend. She's calling on Democratic presidential candidates to guarantee all Americans the right to join a union, no matter where they live or what kind of work they do.
We need them to make it possible for all workers to join together across employers, across industries, and across geographies. Not workplace by workplace by the dozens, but by the hundreds of thousands and millions.
Henry says her 2 million member union will only endorse a candidate who supports that goal. Scott Horsley, NPR News, Washington.
By the way, the journalists and broadcast engineers of NPR are represented by two unions, SAG-AFTRA and NABET. Russian President Vladimir Putin accuses the United States of creating new threats for Russia after the Trump administration withdrew from a landmark arms control treaty earlier this month. From Moscow, NPR's Lucian Kim reports Putin says Russia is still waiting for the U.S. to resume a dialogue about limiting on the two countries' nuclear arsenals.
Speaking to reporters during a visit to Finland, President Putin addressed the Trump administration's exit from a 1987 treaty the U.S. has accused Russia of violating. Putin said he's disappointed with the Pentagon's announcement and had tested a ground-launched cruise missile that would have been banned under the treaty. Putin said the test raises tensions in Europe, but repeated a pledge that Russia wouldn't deploy any intermediate-range missiles before the U.S. did. He offered no new details on a nuclear accident at a military testing site in Russia's Arctic region. But he did say the testing of new American missiles is forcing Russia to keep developing its own weapon systems. Lucian Kim, NPR News, Moscow.
The Dow is up 223 points at 26,187. This is NPR News. Denmark's royal family is not too happy with President Trump today. After extending a formal invitation to Trump, the U.S. president changed his mind about visiting the Scandinavian country next month because of something the Danish prime minister said, or rather, as Trump put it, how she actually said it. The prime minister had called Trump's inquiry into Denmark selling Greenland to the United States absurd. Greenland is a semi-autonomous Arctic territory with strategic appeal to the U.S. and other world powers for its location and its natural resources. Its accelerated melt rates also makes the world's largest island one of the most prominent examples of climate change. A report from the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention finds many adults with diabetes in the U.S. are cutting back on needed medication because they cannot afford it. Here's NPR's Patty Naiman.
Nearly 15% of women surveyed said they did not take the amount of diabetes medication they were prescribed in order to save money. Women were more likely to report cutting back than men. Adults under 65 were more likely to say they cut back than adults over 65. And uninsured Americans were more likely to cut back than those with private insurance or Medicaid. Cutting back meant skipping doses of medication or delaying filling a prescription. Diabetes medications are costly, and while most insurers cover most diabetes medications and supplies, out-of-pocket costs can still be too high for many patients. 1 in 10 adults aged 18 and over have been diagnosed with diabetes. Patty Naiman, NPR News.
I'm Lakshmi Singh, NPR News in Washington.